Well, I tried to kill myself several times. You know, I used to go to the pub, come back, you know, and take the knife out and sit there crying and sat in the dark, crying hysterically with the knife at my wrist. Tore the skin a few times, but never really had the courage to go through it. There's nothing will ever replace you getting in the ring, you know, 60,000 people like at the City of Manchester Stadium cheering your name, the new like welterweight champion of the world, you know, it will be hard to replace it. I think it's like once your time's gone, it's like, all right, on your way, and we move on to the next, you know, superstar coming through, or the next champion coming through, and you left a little bit on you. And the thing is with boxers, we don't come from Cambridge, we don't come from, you know, places like that. We come from council estates, so generally with boxing is all we knew. My boxing career's over and I've accepted it. You know, when you've looked sort of like death in the face a little bit, you know, and you've come out the other end, you know, I am stronger for it. But, no, I mean, I've come to accept that. I'm never going to speak to my parents again. I've come to accept that, you know, boxing is never going to come back, and, you know, I should look at boxing with me at the good times and not the bad times. And, you know, I just deal with things a lot better. But every now and again, I do have a little bit of a wobble, and I just have to go and speak to someone and get it off my chest, yeah. Instead of holding it in, that's the key. You know, as boxers, we don't do that. We think, I'm really hard, I'm Tyson Fury, I can take on the world. And to be honest with you, you can take on the world in the ring. But this problem called depression, we can't take it on. We're out of our comfort zone with this depression, and I certainly was. And whenever I have bad days now, I don't speak to someone and get it off my chest. You know, and I have no shame in telling that, and that's probably why I'm still here today.